This is the Poetry Magazine podcast. I'm producer Rachel James with an archival edition of the show. Naomi Shihab Nye has been named the Poetry Foundation's Young People's Poet Laureate. She's written and edited more than 30 books of poetry and prose, including some books for young adults. The podcast is hosted by Don Scher, editor of Poetry Magazine, and Lindsay Garbutt, associate editor. They're joined in discussion by Christina Pugh, consulting editor. This week, we'll feature Nye's poem in the January 2016 issue of Poetry. The poem is called 300 Goats.
This past year, I had just returned from China, where there was a lot of talk about the animal of the zodiac.
According to the Chinese zodiac, last year, 2015, was the year of the sheep. Or was it the year of the goat? Apparently, the Chinese word for sheep also includes the goat family.
And it seems this past year, there's also been a lot of discussion about human behavior. Perhaps we always have that. But these things converged as I was speaking to my friend Cheryl Clayton from West Texas.
Here's the poem.
300 goats in icy fields. Is water flowing in the tank? Will they huddle together, warm bodies pressing? Is it the year of the goat or the sheep? Scholars debating Chinese zodiac, follower or leader. Oh, lead them to a warm corner, little ones toward bulkier bodies. Lead them to the brush, which cuts the icy wind. Another frigid night swooping down. Aren't you worried about them? I ask my friend, who lives by herself on the ranch of goats, far from here, near the town of Ozona. She shrugs. Not really. They know what to do. They're goats.
I'm noticing that a lot of the poems that address ecological issues have questions in them, which seems fitting.
Yes.
So a lot of questions here. I like that the poet is asking questions instead of being some kind of source of wisdom without any help. I like the idea that a poet in the landscape isn't just recording it, but has to ask questions of people. And, you know, the title's about 300 goats. There's all these goats. There's kind of a multiplication thing that sort of makes you realize that the fruitfulness of the earth is substantial, so that it's not just that a goat knows what to do, but that all together, this burgeoning community of goats together know what to do in a way that surpasses our own overpraised, you could say, wisdom about what goes on in the world.
Yeah, it seems to me that the poem is having a little bit of fun, especially at the end, with the idea that poems and poets are always personifying and anthropomorphizing the natural world in ways that the natural world may not need. You know, they know what to do, they're goats. And that also seems to me something that eco-justice poetry is concerned about, is the idea of the liberties taken by particularly the lyric poem in terms of, you know, having that sort of authority that you were talking about over the natural world, not questioning it, harkening back to the romantics and so on. And there's something kind of wonderfully comic about it that I realized went back to the numeral in the title, 300 goats. It's almost like, you know, 101
well,
Dalmatians
imagine,
or something.
It's interesting that it is 300, not 301, because it's sort of like, you know, how do you, you know, are you going to count all the goats? In a sense, you would if you if they were your goats. But the, but there is something very wry about that, exactly, that the sort of how you count or account for the multiplicity of, of these creatures. Well, one thing that that sort of caught my eye, because you sort of connect the dots as you move through a poem and back up its lines, and, you know, the part about the scholars debating Chinese zodiac and follower or leader, you know, sort of connected with me a little bit with the town of Ozona, because in a certain sense, a lot of our awareness of a looming crisis in the environmental sense owes itself to concerns many decades ago about the ozone layer.
Yes.
But I didn't know there was a town of Ozona. It just seemed like a great coincidence, if ever there was one, you know. So that was pretty nice touch. But the sort of Z's and O's and A's of Ozona and Zodiac, it's almost like an anagram or something like that. It sounds very loose, the lines, but it's actually very cleverly assembled.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking a lot about that scholars debating Chinese Zodiac section two about follower or leader, and the way that Naomi said that this poem for her kind of converged with human behavior in the past year about whether we are followers or leaders. And then she follows that with,
"Oh, lead them to a warm corner, little ones, toward bulkier bodies. Lead them to the brush, which cuts the icy wind."
It raised the same questions for me that you mentioned, Christina, of like, are we really supposed to lead them? They're goats. They should know what to do. But that's sort of our human impulse.
"Aren't you worried about them?" I ask my friend, who lives by herself on the ranch of goats, far from here, near the town of Ozona. She shrugs. "Not really. They know what to do. They're goats."
You can read 300 Goats by Naomi Shihab Nye in the January 2016 issue of Poetry or online at poetrymagazine.org. You can also read the magazine and listen to this podcast on our mobile app. It's free to subscribers, or if you're not a subscriber and you really should be one, you can purchase an issue in the app itself. Look for the Poetry Magazine app in the App Store and on Google Play. Let us know what you thought of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org, and please link to the podcast on social media. The Poetry Magazine podcast is recorded by Ed Herman. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. I'm producer Rachel James. Thanks for listening.